但人就是王爷，啊，今年才91。
你在丹林后住了多久？
啊，40到50年了。这个买垃圾，哎呀，还有太多个嘞，可以不收我嘞呀，我不敢买。
哎，
走啊，走去等你。
This is Tanglin Hall, one of Singapore's oldest HDB housing estates.It's where Madam Wong and many other old-timers like her have been building friendships, making memories, and going about familiar routines for as many as 60 years. But the estate is starting to show its age, and these days, more and more flats are starting to look like these. Empty. In 2014, the government introduced plans to rejuvenate the area. Stage by stage, residents have been relocated to 5 new sites.Oh, I see the new flats now.
Well, relocation means that residents will have new flats and facilities. For people like Madam Wong, it also means that their routines and community ties will be no more.
Over the last 2 years, we've been tracking residents to find out how they're being affected by the move and how the unexpected COVID-19 circuit breakerproved that losing their familiar networks can severely damage their health.
Ooh, 去巴沙买豆芽，来走。等一下一路走一路跟人家打招呼。Okay, my name is Alice Lee.I stay in Tanglin Hall about 50 years already. 他会选一个好的给我吗？我是跟他说，辣椒买，他说不要紧，给你一只辣椒就可以了，一切葱这样呢。他已经住在一个港埠嘛，一个港埠就是有一个感情嘛。好像你看见那个每次打招呼啊，忽然间你好像这几天没有看见他，你会想到他吗？走啊，好。有一个 market 很好，感情全部在那边。你吃东西啊，坐在那边啊，他们也会知道你在那边坐啊。什么事情啊？三天没有下来啊，我们就要找了。找他为什么他在为什么没有下来啊？这些了。
Tanglin Hall has been here since 1962, so many residents have been living here for the last 50 to 60 years already. So you have like very very old shops in Tanglin Hall.
There are places where residents gather.
And you have long-time hawkers here who knows the preference for your drinks and food.
Sometimes when I visit the uncle at the bakery, he will just reserve like donuts for me at 4:30 p.m. every afternoon.
我姓李武松，1986年做到现在。
这个是传统的做法，对吧？外面很少人这样做法。
外面都是新的，做得很漂亮，大大的很漂亮。有的没有那个口感在那边呢，有的很喜欢那个哇传统的味道。
那个老顾客来了，
阿妈香，
我都70。
我是 Alice， 在这里开始了，从1976年就开始到现在。
每个星期都来，有时要两次也可以，一次也可以。
是我的老顾客。他一个礼拜不看我睡不着，
找朋友啦，坐了，现在就来洗头了。
进来这里就好像自己一家人这样了，很亲切啦。他们都有些会带早餐来给我们吃。顾客本来是先变成朋友这样啊。
我是秀珠，我姓张，我在这里开药材店，从我父亲到现在1964年，那么我算是第二代。老人也会比较喜欢吃中药， 这些顾客我知道他们都很熟悉我配给他们的药材。顾客这样反应，他说我跟你蛮熟的，你也知道 我需要些什么，我适合吃什么，我不适合吃什么。他们就是说如果到了一个新的地方，我不知道要怎么样跟他们讲。
My neighbor is bachelor, one man uncle, old uncle stay.
Okay, I take water for you.
The role of resident, we will care each other.
Sometimes maybe he's quite quiet. Never heard him go walk outside or what. I was thinking, what's wrong with him? Then I must find out what's wrong with him. Got a neighbor helping us to see. One time he go out to the market, he fall down and slip on the floor. When I walk past, I see he still on the floor. Then I faster call the police, call the ambulance. Then he vomit all, then we just having to wash the face, everything with my member.
I don't know what to do. She's still like a terrible mother.
These are seniors that they are playing.
Hello.
Hi, hello. 吃饱了吗?
They treat you like I'm their children. Just recently, I just said I like to eat choy, kind of vegetable, you know, salted one. Then she go and cook for me. And one whole tub. Yeah, but I have to share my colleague because it's too much for me. That kind of warmness, that they go to the extent of wanting to make you happy, treating you like one of their kids, you know, that they want to share.
I want to cry.
Yeah, because, I mean, for someone to go to that extent, know what you like and cook it personally and bring it to you, yeah. It's something very special. Some of them say, I got this letter, I do not know what it is. So this is how we know about the resettlement. The seniors who receive the letters, we are the first center they run to and say, what is this? And that's how we come to know about the resettlement.
She may have space around. You don't have to worry about it.
It was a fine day in June 2014. The news was out. Families would have to relocate, which is the entire neighborhood. This is the largest relocation that has ever taken place in Singapore.
all these niggling issues, mainly things like spalling concrete with the ceilings, tiles that pop, we have leaks. Yeah, there were also other infrastructural issues, such as, for example, electrical loading. And these were flats were built a long time ago, so we're always concerned that the electrical system are unable to meet current demands.
Drinking water, yeah. Okay? We have to pack in the door. Not a lot of water.
When the
pack,
they came, long time was just a few days.
He said, a lot of turning hot old people, they passed away. Then he said, I'm old, so I can move there. I said, can.
Stop already.
Actually, the main concern was whether they would have physical ability to complete the move. They were concerned they would just be growing older or they may not even live to see the move.
I'm 81 years old now. When I walk also, I got to walk slowly. And then when I cannot breathe, I sit down.
You know when you move into your new place,
do you know your neighbours?
I hope Eric can be next to me. I pray only.
A few blocks away.
I'm staying alone. I'm lucky in the sense that they look after me. Monday to Saturday, they don't see me. So sometimes purposely they knock at the door. I'm okay. They do purposely knock the door and check. I mean, thankfully, I have this neighbor who really take care of me.
So since the elderly have a difficulty walking long distance, their life is bound by the neighborhood. Their health is heavily affected by what the neighborhood offers and how they're using it. When we get older, the size of social network gets smaller, and their social network becomes more intimate and selective. Sometimes some of the elderly people, they feel lonely by losing the intimate contacts with the long-term friends. Therefore, sometimes the relocation could make them feel disengaged and socially isolated.
My concern is whether they can adapt to the place. If they are not happy, they go into bad mood and then depression sit in. And they like familiarity. The only assurance that we give them is we will go over and pick them up. But there are so many of them, you know, and they are located at different sites. Either we conduct our exercise there or go and visit them more regularly. It means do more home visits.
There are cases where mentally they are not as good as before. The dementia rate goes very fast, you know, the deterioration. I have one that called me and then hang up. In the past, communicating with me, she would send me video and then that's it, you know, I just say it like that. She was okay, fine, you know, once in a while. But she would call Park call and hang up, call and hang up, you know. So later I found out that, oh, her condition has so badly, you know, affected her that she just lie there and just like that, you know. So it's very sad.
走路不方便，差不多四个站，四个站，很蛮远的，我们只要个，我个吃东西，是要去你那边。那你为什么喜欢来这边呢？因为我喜欢他，他很爱开玩笑，他很好，我走速感，对的，他看到。
I run forward to go and help her.
我想求你们帮忙，我这边开一点胃癌，这方面，那边能念，帮帮忙。
Of course, we would like to be near our beneficiaries. So we have applied to HDB for a place. Hopefully, we can be closer to our seniors that move there.
Hello, madam. Hello, 在吗？那是我们来拜访你，是我们讲说你要今年年底要搬家，你知道几号吗？
3 units where they have quite a lot of things inside. So you tell them that you can already start packing. Actually, even if you need help, you can also tell us, you can arrange time to come and, you know. So, of course, we also take it by unit also.
Okay, bye.
I was talking to this very long-time resident. While he was recollecting his memories of the old Queenstown Town Centre, he just cried uncontrollably. There is a very strong emotional attachment between the resident, especially people who are elderly and people who have lived in the place for a very, very long time.
It was a rubber estate. That really when they go down, they divide it into sections.
On one hand, is to keep all the social memories for posterity. On the other hand, is to map their social network so that when these residents relocated to new sites, our volunteers can bring these residents down, meet up with one another to do the same thing that they have been always been doing in Tanglin Hall.
Where are we going now, Alice?
Go to this block 78, another resident, see what he say.
Our public housing system is aging, which I expect to continue to see relocation in the years to come. Whatever solution we come up with to respond to the needs of residents being relocated must be sustainable.
So this is the new neighbourhood some of the residents will be moving to.
Due to COVID-19, the new flats have been delayed by about 6 to 9 months. This means folks like Alice and Madam Wong will only get to move in later this year or maybe even next year.
So this is the Sky Garden. We're in one of the new blocks. It's really nice here, very bright. Everything is so green. But a home is not just about the facilities. It's about the intangibles as well, like neighbourly bonds or a place where you and your neighbour could just sit down and have a game of chess, maybe. One thing's clear, even after all the residents have moved in, the true process of relocation, of settling in or sinking roots, won't be over for many months or even years to come. ¶¶